Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
The CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. So very glad to have you with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us into your home. It is the holidays. The holidays are officially upon us. Hope you had a great celebration with family for Thanksgiving. And as we look forward to the coming Advent season and Christmas, and for some of you Hanukkah, and for some of you, I don't know, Festivus or Kwanzaa or whatever other fake holidays are out there. There's a lot of them, right? I mean, there's no end to all the holidays. But seriously, whatever your celebration is this holiday season, we are glad that you're with us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here and spending your time. And I'm going to do something for tonight's show that I've done for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And I'm very concerned about what we're going to talk about tonight, because it is one of the deepest tragedies on planet Earth right this minute. My friend Todd Chapman is going to join us from Christian Solidarity International. He has just joined the team with CSI, and he is another voice and another advocate for what we are doing to help liberate these 192 slaves that we knew about in February. And because of your faithfulness thus far, we have liberated over 119. And that means that we have a good little bit to go. And I'd like to get all of them free by Christmas. The goal is always to have as many of these slaves liberated by Christmas as is possible. So my plea to you all night tonight is going to be to dial this number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. The last several years, we've freed more than 200 slaves each year. And I know this has been a tough year financially, and I know that there are some extraordinary circumstances for people. But I'm hoping that you will sense the plight of the women that we are going to tell you about. Women that are experiencing things that you would never wish upon your worst enemy, much less your own daughter or mother or someone that you care deeply about. And this was driven home for me this weekend. So the McCulloughs, I've never in 52 years, never not once, not celebrated Thanksgiving in the hearth and, you know, home of friends or family. It's always been at somebody's house, gathered around someone's table. We've always, you know, had the awkward small talk in the early portions of the gathering. And we've always come together over the meal, talked about what we were thankful for, and then, of course, enjoyed some great game-playing time or game-watching time. Go Cowboys, big win yesterday. But there was always, or the day before, but there was always this kind of element in our lives of what exactly we knew Thanksgiving was going to be. And this year, and we've been the orphan home a lot for people that don't have anywhere else to go for Thanksgiving. We say, hey, come on over, add another turkey leg to the mix. We didn't have anybody need that this year, and we didn't have any family coming or any friends coming. So we said, well, why not strike out on a little adventure? And so we did something we've never done before. We went to the city. We skated in Bryant Park, which was beautiful. It was a beautiful day. It was in the low 50s, upper 40s for most of the time we were on the ice. And then we walked just a couple of blocks over to my friend Nelson Braff's wonderful eatery in Midtown. It's in Times Square area, I guess, technically, but called the Hunt and Fish Club. And they rolled out the red carpet. I've done broadcasts for them there, and they were more than willing to help serve my family for Thanksgiving Day. And we, in the non-rushed and non-harried day of the bride not pulling her hair out, trying to cook for just, you know, five people or three kids that are going to turn their nose up at it, I don't want any more of that. We said, let's do this. And so everybody, you know, a couple of the kids ate pasta, which is not traditional Thanksgiving. But long story short, everybody had a peaceful moment. We were non-hurried. We were non-rushed around a table with the dearest family members that we have, the ones closest to us. And we made new memories. And we did that on the ice. My daughter held my hand. She's not a very good ice skater yet. She held my hand, and we went around very, very slowly, many, many times. And she just had the greatest time holding on to Dad and figuring out how to stay upright on those skates. And Dad's a pretty good skater, so it was not a problem. But it was a lot of fun. And we just spent time being together and doing all those things. And as we were putting them all in bed after we got home on Thursday, I was thinking to myself, how interesting it is that my little girl is growing up, making new adventures, doing things I haven't done in 52 years, and she will, by God's grace, I pray, never experience even 1 minute of what the women we are freeing from North Sudan have experienced. Because in her tender little heart, she had a daddy to hang on to that she knew wasn't going to let go of her. And she fell many, many times, but she never pulled daddy down. There's some symbolism there. Dads, you're a rock in these little kids' lives and in their time on this earth. And I can't help but compare these little girls that were taken from South Sudan in the midst of the Civil War, these little girls that lost their dads, who had them shot in front of them as they were dragged north. These little girls who had to become women very quickly because they were told in order to become a good Muslim, which they were forced to convert to, they would have to cut off part of their genitals, that they would have to service their slave master, that they would have to have his children, and then when those children were weaned, they were going to be taken away from them. I pray that my daughter never experiences any of those things. And this weekend, I was thankful that she has not had to, and I pray by God's grace she will never have to. But friends, my heart hurts for those daughters that have. My heart hurts for the girls that have grown into women who have been in captivity now, some of them for nearly 20 years. They were taken in their young childhoods. They're in their 20s and 30s now. And Christian Solidarity International has every year, when we've partnered with them, been able to take gifts that you give to set these female slaves free from Northern Sudan. Now, how did they get in that situation? Let me just go over that real quick. And it's a very quick story. But in the Civil War, these girls were the spoils of war. They were what the other side won for conquering the land and taking the spoils. And as they dragged them north, as they took them north, they dehumanized them. They killed their parents, shot their brothers, oftentimes multiple rapes, just in the travel to the north, just to get them to submit, just to force them into the reality that their life is not their own anymore. And then once put into the service of the slave master they were being delivered to many times, not only would the slave master rape them, but people that were related to the slave master, be it their son, be it other people he was trying to impress, they would be given around, they would be shared. In addition to that, the wives of the slave masters often end up hating them because they're young and they're more capable in many ways than some of the older wives, and so there's a jealousy there. They're called this incredibly horrid term, a genje. We can't even translate it for you in America because it's so vulgar that if I was to tell you the meaning, the FCC would be upset at my broadcast. But this treatment happens day in and day out for them, until one day a Christian Solidarity International retriever working with the Christians in South Sudan finds them, locates them, negotiates their release, and brings them back home. And the gift of $250 we've been asking you to give, it gives them everything they need to start that life over again.
a year's worth of grain already harvested for them to eat and consume. It's the best food they've ever had in the last two decades. A whole year's worth of seeds that they can plant for more grain in the years to come. There's all the utensils they need to garden, to do that planting, to make crude food dishes, to use to make tarps to sleep under, etc. And then they're given a little she-goat that helps them be able to start a little micro-enterprise for themselves. But that is all included in the one-time gift of $250 that, when you give, liberates that slave and starts their life over again. Friends, we've got a number. We've got a few dozen of these slaves that we have not crossed the names off the list yet. Would you please help us right now? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also do it online at bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. And every slave we free tonight will be matched by a matching challenge of some listeners that have said, I want to encourage others to do more. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. 888-342-1010. For those of you that were just calling, we appreciate the fact that you are taking what we have to share with you seriously. Todd Chapman is back with me from Christian Solidarity International. He's kind of a new member of the team to CSI. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I've advocated for them for, I don't know, going on more than 10 years now, I think, in various capacities. And one of the things, Todd, that I love about what we're doing with the slave liberation is that there have been some people that started giving 10 years ago, like $25 a month, and they have done so every year, and they've kind of committed to doing it until we get all of the slaves out of Sudan. So it's we know that those of you that have given in the past, you've been very generous, and some of you over very long periods of time, and we're very grateful for that. Something that the McCullough family did 2 years ago was we started liberating a slave per month, and maybe you would be interested in joining us on that journey. $250 each month will liberate one life, and you will see 12 people be given their freedom over the next year because of your faithfulness in that. For us, we had to sacrifice a few things to make that happen and move things around. But Todd, during pandemic, my kids hear me talking about it. They're moved. They ask questions about it, and it became just something that was a very natural thing for us to do. Todd Chapman, good to have you back. You've got stories of people that CSI has helped. Why don't you share one with us?
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. You get to hearing these stories, and some of them, you know, have been told to us. Some of them just recounted in writing, but a lot of similarities across various stories from different people. And all of literally every story is filled with just intense violence and just abuse at the hands of their captors. It's just really inhumane treatment. But, you know, I think about a young lady named Adut. She was kidnapped while she was walking to visit her sister in a nearby village. And her captors took her to a holding pen, and there were a bunch of other kidnapped victims in there. And then once they had enough of them, they basically just herded this crowd of people that they had kidnapped to North Sudan, where she was put to work doing housework for her Arab master and his family. Made her sleep on a mat in the kitchen. She basically was just, you know, like a not even like an employee, worse than that, because she wasn't getting paid, and they abused her. They called her Jengi, which is a racial slur for slave or dog, just verbally abusing her, physically abusing her. She was beaten every day for no apparent reason. Can you imagine, you know, you're just doing the work that you're being forced to do, and then they come in and for no reason just start beating on you? And that was her life. It had deteriorated into this nightmare of not only beatings, but then it escalated to being raped repeatedly, even genital mutilation, which is just horrific. And she actually had three kids that were taken when she was kidnapped. They took her kids as well, and her children were ultimately taken away from her. So she's been stripped of everything, her humanity, her children, her hope. So you can imagine she was desperate to escape and save herself. And she did have one last child. She actually had four kids. She had one last child that they had not taken away from her. And so finally she just said, you know what? I'm either going to escape or I'm going to die trying. And so she ran away at night and, you know, thankfully met a slave retriever who was in another village nearby. And he was able to return her to South Sudan. And but, you know, even though she's been liberated along with her one child, of course, with that mother's heart, she thinks all the time about her other three children. She wonders where they are. Are they still enslaved? Are they still alive? She just has no idea. But she does believe, and she's praying that one day CSI will help to bring her children back so that she and her family can be reunited. You know, Kev, you hear these stories, and it's it's like you're watching a movie. It doesn't seem like this could be real life, but this is real life. This is happening in the world today in 2020. And so that's why it's so critical that, number one, we become aware that these kind of things are going on. But then number two, we don't just say, oh, man, that's really tragic. I can't believe that happens. Well, it happens. And I don't want to say we're at fault, but once you become aware of something, don't you have an obligation if you know how you can, you know, intervene in some form or fashion to do that? I mean, I personally believe that. When I hear about opportunities to make a difference, I'm compelled to do something. I know I can't do everything, but I can do something. And everyone who's watching us, listening to us right now, you can do something right now. Now you know what the issue is and how severe these people are treated. Would you really seriously consider giving that gift of $250 or maybe $500 or a monthly gift? If you can't manage $250 a month, you know, even if you could give $50 a month over the course of the year, that's going to free multiple people through CSI. So it's a beautiful opportunity to truly lift these people and save them from what can really only be called a living hell.
We've got a few dozen names left on the list for 2022 of actual slaves that we've pinpointed. We know where they are. We know who their masters are. We know that to some degree negotiations have transpired and that liberation could take place imminently. In fact, CSI always has ongoing liberations that are coming up. The field operators don't tell us that exactly because it would jeopardize the operation at times, and so it's always important to have discernment. But just so you know, that there are there is the opportunity to maybe impact a life immediately if you give your gift tonight. And there are a few dozen names left on our list. 192 is what we started with in February of this year. And because of your faithfulness, we've freed more than 119. If you count the next 2 months that the McCulloughs are going to give, that's 121. We still need a few more between now and Christmas. We'd really like to deliver the news by Christmas that everyone on the list is going to get to go home. That is not a Christmas present that they are expecting. And the thing that's really amazing about this, and Todd, I know that you're the newest to the operation here, but you'll see over time, in story after story, some of these women have a vibrant Christian faith. They are taken into captivity. They are forced to convert their bodies. You mentioned the genital mutilation. They're forced to convert their body, their name, their supposedly identity into whatever the Arab retriever tells them to. And if they don't, they're killed. I mean, that's the option. But when they are liberated and retrieved and they come back, they're asked. And CSI spent some time at the recovery camp, you know, writing down their story. So they have their story in writing and they can tell other people what happened to them. But sometimes they'll remember their Christian name and they'll say, I haven't been called this in 15 or 20 years, but now you can call me this. And to think, friends, that $250 provides that entire new life, the bag of hope, the liberation, even getting their name back. Come on. How can we not help in every way possible? 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. If you want to give online, you can just go to bringherhome.org. That's a URL that we set up just expressly for you to be able to give. Bringherhome.org, because we want to bring them home. We want to bring the slaves home. And this year, for the first time, we have actually gotten a bead on where some of the previous slaves that have been liberated, where some of their children are. And we are in the process of actually liberating some of the children this year. They're a little bit older, but we don't want them to spend another day in captivity than necessary. And you're helping make that happen when you give a gift right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please be generous. And I'd love it if 12 families took the McCulloch Family Challenge and said, okay, you guys are going to liberate a slave each month. We're going to do a little bit each month. Maybe it's $25 a month for 12 months or do the full $250 a month for 12 months. But would you join us in that effort? That would be an amazing thing, and your family will be deeply blessed by it over the next year. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bring her home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The youngest victim in the shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, was remembered Thanksgiving night. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron was among six gunned down by Andre Bing, a supervisor at the store who ultimately turned a gun on himself. Police also released the so-called death note that Bing wrote sometime before the shooting. The gun used Tuesday night was purchased legally. Early voting has begun in Georgia with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her home in Florida. The voice behind the songs Fame and Flashdance was 63 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be back. 888-342-1010, no matter where you're joining us from, be it radio, be it television, be it stream, be it podcast, we are grateful that you're here, and I know that it's not an accident that you stumbled across what we're doing right now, which is liberating actual human slaves. Todd Chapman is back with me from Christian Solidarity International, and Todd, you know, there have been naysayers to CSI that say a variety of things. They'll say, well, there's not real slavery in the world anymore. And you go, oh, okay, let's look at the statistics. Well, there's 40 million plus people being held against their will. And then they're like, well, you know, you guys aren't doing anything about human trafficking and, you know, the sex slave business. What you guys are doing is chattel slavery. And I say, yeah, but these women are all being raped and forced to move from their home to the north, and then not allowed to see anybody that they know, recognize, or can speak to for, you know, sometimes a couple of decades on end. I don't really draw a distinction between human trafficking and chattel slavery and the difference and all that. To me, if you're in slavery, you're in slavery. And if you're being tortured, persecuted, almost murdered, my heart goes out. And so we want to do something about it. Yeah. And that's why the McCullough family, and I'm not required to do this. CSI hasn't told me that I have to do this. This is what we want to do. But we want to liberate a slave every month. And we want that to be done in Jesus' name, for Jesus' purposes, because even though I'll talk to anybody about anything at any time, we are a Christian family, and we do this as a part of our worship to the God that we ascribe to. So I just think it's important to remind people, what'd you wake up in today? Did you wake up in a fluffy bed with a nice pillow and, you know, a heater that was working? Are you going to have a nice Thanksgiving or a nice Christmas where you can come together and be with family and hug each other and say nice things to one another? Let's say one more nice thing. Let's do one more nice thing, and that is to help someone who's in really deep trouble right now.
Yeah, and I love the idea of the monthly gift because, you know, let's face it, that's the way most of us do all of our stuff nowadays. You know, everything is monthly. We pay the bill monthly. I mean, my wife and I were recently sitting down in the evening, trolling all the channels and the streaming services, looking for a movie to watch. And, looking for the movie is longer than watching the movie itself.
Right. Well, Netflix, so you started on Disney Plus, and then you went to Hulu.
Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm working on Paramount Plus now. That's my new thing. But, no, actually, there was a recent stat that said, like, the average search time for something to watch on streaming services is some staggering 40 minutes or something like that we will spend just looking for something to watch. You're not even watching yet. You're just looking for something to watch. And we're paying money for that, right? And so, but I got to thinking about that. I was just going through some of the things. You know, it's kind of set it and forget it, the world we live in. So, $15 a month for Netflix. And then I got $5 over here for Disney Plus. And, man, I kind of just figured it out the other day because I was like, we're probably not watching all that stuff. It came out to like we're spending $75 or $80 a month on streaming services. And I was just convicted because, look, that's not bad per se, but is it the best use of $75? And then you think about so many opportunities to make the world a better place, to have a positive, truly significant impact in the world, whether it's what we're talking about today or whatever your passion is, feeding starving children. So many good things that you can do. And I say that not to guilt you, but just as a reminder that we all have the capacity, I think, even beyond what we recognize on a monthly basis, to invest in something that truly is saving lives and restoring lives. And in this case, we would invite you to really consider seriously starting a new trend headed into 2023. Make a monthly gift to CSI, $25, stick your toe in the water. And man, you know, after you do it, the thing is, it's kind of like Netflix. You're doing it, and you tend to forget it. You don't feel the pain of the money going out anymore. You kind of forget about it. But then you get those reminders and the emails and the newsletters, and you see the difference that you're making. And, man, it just makes you feel so good. Personally, that motivates me to give even more. And that's how we become more generous. And that's, frankly, how the world would become a better place. And, you know, I think, Kev, about one of the quotes that I've always looked to periodically, and I pulled it up in time for preparation for our time together today. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., back when he, before he was tragically killed, said, "History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but it was the appalling silence of the good people." Right? And then at the end of his, this little speech that he made, he said, "He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it."
I don't know of a cause that affects more change who are slaves. They are liberated, and then they are free, and they are given the necessary amount of material goods to start their life,
and they are able to reclaim what God intended for them from the very beginning. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Make that call right now and get your gift matched. Slave for slave, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. It takes about 2 minutes to make your gift. And then you can rejoin us right here as we continue to tell you about the good things that are happening when you give. Todd Chapman rejoins me. Kevin McCullough, my name. So glad to have you with us. And Todd, I have spoken with people that have given to CSI. Sometimes I've had the joy of talking to some donors that have done some very amazing things. But there's not a single person that I've ever spoken to who's given a gift of any size that has come away saying anything other than, thank you for telling me about what you're doing. We don't know about this. We've never heard of such thing as slavery in the modern era, and we didn't know that there weren't any organizations doing anything about it if there actually was. But this is something CSI has done for a long time. Why does CSI make it such a priority?
Well, I mean, because there's value in every human life, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. Every human being has value, regardless of race, creed, color, language that you speak. We all have value. We're all, as a person of faith, I believe what the Word of God says. We are all created in God's image. And, God has a beautiful plan for our lives. And frankly, the evil in this world, and all of the strife that comes from it is seeking in so many situations to just destroy that and to destroy people. And CSI for more than 25 years has been pushing back against that evil in the form of slavery and just, abhorrent violence against these innocent victims that are just going about life on a daily basis. You know, you hear these stories, and so many times it's children, young girls, moms, women that are just living a peaceful life, just going about, and suddenly these marauders come in, and next thing they know, they have been abducted and taken away to a completely different land, and then forced to do things they don't want to do and have no idea how they'll ever escape. And I can't imagine there's a person listening to us right now that would say, well, yeah, I don't see why. Why would anybody want to do that? Be a part of liberating those people? Of course, we all would, right? I mean, if you found yourself or your wife or daughter, someone in your life ended up in a situation like that, you would do everything you could to effect a rescue. You would stop at nothing. I would stop at nothing if my daughters or sons or grandchildren ended up in that situation. And that's what it's all about. And, I know it's easy to think, well, that's them. That's not me. But, the reality is there really is no us and them. It's only us. We are all human beings, and we need to be there to do what we can to help other people that are in crisis. And CSI is one of very few organizations that are actually involved in this work. And so if our stories are compelling you, and if you're hearing this for the first time, you're like, man, I had no idea, we really invite you to get involved in what CSI is doing. It's incredible that over the last 25 years, over 100,000 people have been saved. But it's also incredible that in spite of all that, which is great, there's still, more than 35,000 people that need to be rescued. So there's plenty of work to be done, and we need people like you who are like-minded, like-spirited, and could invest in this work, whether it's $250 or $1,000. We've got very generous people who are very blessed who contribute generously, $5,000, $10,000. If you have that capacity, that would be amazing. Think how many people that you could save with a $5,000 gift. I mean, that would be, 20 people? Maybe I'm doing the math wrong on that. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of lives saved.
Well, and I'm not beyond just outright bribing you, because of all the good that every dollar is going to do, I know that it'll be great. So if you give a gift tonight of $10,000 or more, I will fly to your town. I will have dinner with you and your family. I'll pick a restaurant of your choice. We'll treat you to it. And if you want me to, I'll come talk to your church, your community group, your small group about the work of CSI, and I'll be glad to do it. And won't ask you to pay my way to get there. That's how much I believe in what we're going to do, because I've seen it with my own eyes. My kids have learned about this. I mean, Todd, I mentioned before when we were talking that, during pandemic, we're all in the same facility together. So my studio's in one part of the house, and they hear me advocating CSI, Christian Solidarity International, slavery. Lots of questions come to mind. They start having this conversation as young children. And so we just decided, okay, we're gonna liberate a slave per month. And I don't say this so people will congratulate me. That's not what this is about. I'm saying this is such a serious thing. We're not a wealthy family. we had to move spending priorities around to make an allocation dedicated to doing this. It has cost us sacrifice in other areas to be able to do this. But the reason that we do it is because the stuff that we're giving up doesn't come anywhere close to what the former slave is getting by way of a new life. And we've talked about the bag of hope before, but it's really not just one bag. It's like a big bag with a lot of stuff in it. And then there's a bag of sorghum and a bag of seed. And there's a little she-goat. And there's additional tools and things that they use. You have basically all of the elements of starting a life over again that are given to people who have never had anything of their own to have. They don't have their own food. They don't have their own clothes. They don't have their own toilet to go to the restroom at. There's nothing that's theirs. And all of a sudden, they're given everything that they need to live their life. That's what you do. You make that possible when you give that gift tonight. So, yeah, if you want to join the Family for Family Challenge, I'd love it if we had 12 families tonight say, we're gonna join Kevin and the McCullough family. We're gonna follow in those same steps. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you could do $25 a month though, and that would be an amazing gift as well, to be able to liberate about 2.5 slaves over the course of a year. So would you be able to do that? Make the call right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Todd, the other element of this, and you mentioned being a faith-based person, but I think it's important that people understand, is that some of the only reason most of these people were taken as slaves is because they are Christians, and the people that took them and kidnapped them do not approve of that because they are Arab Muslims.
Right.
And dominating and kidnapping and subjecting them to this treatment is, in a kind of a perverse way, their way of living out their side of their faith. And these women have gone through these painful experiences. And tonight we give them that back. They get their faith back. They get their life back. Pick up the phone, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Go right now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
From the Holiday New Music Spotlight, Lauren Daigle.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. The savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Help young women in trouble. 888-342-1010. Please give your gift. It is being doubled right now. 888-342-1010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.